Jerry Bader Show, 1025. Obviously, some technical issues. At least you folks in Green Bay would have noticed that. And if those of you in Wausau and Sheboygan, if I've suddenly appeared here talking in mid-sentence, we had some technical issues. But I promise you, if you can hear me now in Sheboygan and Wausau, you have missed nothing. A final thought on Obamacare for now. An editorial, I don't know if it originates from the Stevens Point Journal, maybe somewhere else in Gannett Media, Wisconsin, but I found it on the Stevens Point Journal website. Somehow trying to blame Scott Walker, or at least deflect from the problems of Obamacare onto Governor Scott Walker. It points out that with the Obamacare launch disaster, Scott Walker and Republicans' decision to move people from the Medicaid program in Wisconsin, Badger Care, to the exchanges was a terrible idea. Now they say nobody could have seen coming just how bad the Obamacare launch would be, but apparently Scott Walker and the Republicans should have known better than to trust that Obamacare would work the way Democrats said it would. This is just terrible, and they should stop this. So they blame Scott Walker and Republicans. They should stop the shift from Badger Care to the exchanges because it's going to be a disaster. Now, that doesn't make it President Obama's and Democrats' fault that Obamacare is a disaster. That's not their fault. Scott Walker should have fully realized that he and Republicans were right when they said it was going to be a disaster. Really? Now, we warned you. Well, how about admitting that it's even a worse disaster than anybody imagined? You thought Walker and the Republicans should imagine that. Talk about a trip down the rabbit hole. Quickly, yesterday I shared with you from a listener questions that students were asked, how well do you know your mom or dad? This purportedly came from the New London School District. But we didn't know if students had to return it. We didn't know if it's something they were just supposed to do with their parents. There was also a question, who would you vote for, Hillary Clinton or Marco Rubio? Again, I was told that these very invasive questions about parents' lives that the children were supposed to answer was ninth grade New London High School. But I don't know what the purpose was, what the class was. Was it supposed to stay between the parents and the student? Did it get returned to school? The concern was by parents in the New London district that it would get returned to school. I don't have any of those answers today. What class? What motivated it? Where did they get this? Why did they do it? And would anybody in school see those answers? I don't know. I reached out twice to the New London High School principal. One to confirm, I don't even know if it actually happened in New London. I haven't even confirmed that yet because they haven't responded. Well, they hadn't. Let me correct myself. They hadn't responded. I left two voicemails and two emails for the principal starting mid-afternoon. During the show today, Jason got a call from who I believe is the school administrator of the New London School District. I'm going to call her this afternoon. I have back-to-back meetings right after the show. I'm going to call her this afternoon. But I just want you to know, I haven't confirmed that it is the New London School District. I'm assuming it is, or the principal would have said, I don't know what the hell this is. This isn't us. And he didn't do that. He punted it to the administrator. So I'm assuming that it is the New London School District. But I will try to get those answers for you tomorrow. I'm going to call her. She promises, Jason, that whatever she's doing, she'll take my call. But I can't. It's going to be a while because I have back-to-back meetings off this show. I have another educational issue for you, and I want your thoughts on it. Is this parent whining, or is this parent spot on? That in 5 minutes is 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.